The board approved a contract with Mountain Waste and Recycling in April, and service for most of the town began on October 1st. During Tuesday's meeting, trustees received an update on the rollout from Public Works Director Kevin Shoresman and Mountain Waste and Recycling District Manager Mike Hinckley. Trustee Marty Silverstein and Mayor Dan Richardson both shared positive comments about the rollout of the new service.
This has been a spectacular rollout. I mean, the number of complaints we've had have really been minimal compared to the amount of people who have been affected.
The numbers are impressive. The partnership has worked really well. So I think staff has done a great job, but so has your company. So thank you.
One of those numbers is the amount of waste being diverted from the landfill. Carbondale trustee Erica Sparhawk told KDNK the diversion rate from the last quarter of 2019 is an improvement over past years.
We did do a pretty thorough study ahead of time with Lori Batchelder Adams, and I think our diversion rates at the time were somewhere between 25 and 28%. And then based on the first quarter numbers, so the hauler is required to give us a quarterly report, our rate is looking like it's 37%.
Trustees discussed the issue for nearly an hour Tuesday, deliberating at length about whether to allow residents to opt out of service. As of Tuesday, the town had documented 18 opt-out requests. Carbondale resident Michael Adams told trustees he wants to be responsible for his own trash and recycling, saying it costs less than the town's new service.
As far as paying a fee every month for something I don't use, I don't think is quite right. I think it's that nobody here wants to pay for something they don't use. As long as you're within the realms of the scope of the trash collection and you know, separating it out and getting rid of it yourself, I don't see any problem with opting out.
Ultimately, Carbondale trustees decided not to allow opt-outs, making the service equivalent to sewer and water, which also do not allow opt-outs. Trustees also discussed allowing residents who leave the area for extended periods of time to request a suspension of service. They did not come to a final conclusion on the issue, but directed staff to look into it and agreed to consider it at a future meeting. KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.